Live, sorta. It's the news according to me. Well, this changes everything. I gotta adjust my... Didn't make my adjustments here on the microphone before I got started. I'm just doing all kinds of crazy sorts this morning. Crazy sorts, whatever that means. Not to be confused with crazy shorts. Summer's coming, I'll be able to wear my crazy shorts again. I look crazy in them. I'm drinking some hot chocolate, washing it down with some applesauce. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's Wednesday morning, by the way. Wednesday, April 7th, 2021 at 9:22 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. And I am going to talk this morning, in honor of Jen Psaki. She says, when a person says more ums and ahs, than actual words when they're speaking to you, that's a problem. That is a serious, I mean, we're talking, you know, please get a membership at Toastmasters or something. I'm not even a member of Toastmasters. My wife is, however. She was. I'm not sure if she still is or not. She used to go to Toastmasters all the time because she was, her position changed and she was kind of moving up the ladder there for a while. Still is. It's just that the higher you get up in the ladder, the slower the ladder movement goes, usually, typically. She was rocketing to the top. And of course, as you reach the trajectory point, what do they call that? The epiperbolum? What do they call that? I don't know. Apex? Maybe that's what it is. As you reach that apex, your momentum starts to slow down a little bit because the rungs on the ladder get a little bit closer, a little bit narrower somehow. I don't know whatever it is. There's fewer of them. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not even sure if that's a good analogy or not. Whoever said there was a corporate ladder? I've been looking around for a ladder at this place and I can't find one. Little step stool. Looks kind of rickety. I'm not even sure I want to climb up that. So, lots of things I talked about yesterday. Everything from that, you know, of course, my show last night was pretty much almost all about, well, you know what it is. And you know what's coming. If you've been around this show long enough, then you know what I'm about to play has a lot to do with that subject. COVID. Just when you thought it was safe to take off your mask. Now, coming this summer, the fourth wave. Yeah, that's what we're facing now, the fourth wave. That's what they're saying. The scientists are saying that. That's what the scientists are saying. Now, I'm just going to say, let me just touch on this one point, because I think it's an important point about COVID, about the whole COVID. Yeah, go away. Okay. The whole COVID thing is, now I'm no scientist. Okay. I'm just Billy Bob down at the farm. Okay. And I'm not a virologist. I'm not an epidemiologist. And I will concomitantly say that that's my word for the week, concomitantly. You know, this whole thing is contraindicated with much bloviating. I'm just using all these big words. I've used up all my big words now for the day. I don't know what to do. That's all the big words I know. Rest of the day is just going to be, it's all I know how to say other than that. The main thing that we're looking at here, okay, we got Now, okay, let's just take, for example, we got Michigan and New York, some of the worst statistics for COVID on the planet. It's certainly in the country. In fact, right now, Michigan is spiking again. Michigan's not that much different than Indiana, by the way. Climate-wise, they're a little bit cooler there. They don't get, you know, quite as much sunshine by the amount of about 2 minutes. And population-wise, I don't know. I have no idea. That would require me looking something up, and that, I doubt that's going to happen. For one thing, I can't log into my Facebook account for some reason. I don't know what happened there. That's kind of weird. My online, at least when I try to use a browser, it will not work. Let's just look at population of Michigan. Let's look at both. We'll just look at both of them and see what we find here. It probably will go. There is no Michigan, Indiana. I'm using DuckDuckGo, by the way. Census Bureau. Michigan City, Indiana. That's in Indiana. That's not what I was looking for. Michigan, Indiana versus Michigan. Yeah, that sounds good. Let's put a competition in this whole thing. See who has the most people. Let's see who has the most intelligent people. Do that. All right, Indiana. Well, looky there. They got about 3.2 million more people in Michigan than we do here in Indiana. Population estimates as of July 1st, 2019. Now, in Michigan, they're probably less than that now because they're probably below Indiana because I think everybody died. There was a deadly virus that hit Michigan. I don't think attacked Indiana the same way. I don't mean to joke about that, but let's just say it's a very different place. You're looking at these statistics. But that's kind of an interesting page. I might just take a snapshot of that. That's a pretty interesting comparison there. So there is quite a bit. There's quite a few more people. That's significant. 6.7 million in Indiana compared to 9.9 million in Michigan. Almost 10 million. So we're talking about almost a 30%, I think. That's just a rough estimate off the top of my head. Don't you accountants give me any flack for that. The you people and all your math. It's a racist math. I think it's about 30%. I think it's about 30% there that we're talking about. A larger population. Now, that is not a larger population than Florida or Texas or South Dakota, I don't think. Could look at that, too. Let's just look that up and see what South Dakota is. We're just going to go with population of South Dakota. Let's see what we find here. It looks as if South Dakota population 2021 demographics. Current population of South Dakota. That's pretty amazing. I want to move to South Dakota, except for the winter time. I don't like that too much. It looks to me as if I am drastically, dreadfully wrong on the population of South Dakota. Apparently, the Pilgrims just arrived there. I haven't been there for more than a couple of years because, let's just say there are 10 times the number of people in Michigan as there are in South Dakota. It's not even a million people. Oh, my word. I have to say that'll probably change after what has happened here in the last year. Let's see, it's got 77,000 square miles. that's interesting. Interesting stuff. That's interesting stuff. They had a huge growth rate back in 1980. like a 20% growth rate, 25% growth rate in 1980, right about the time that Reagan was elected. And then it dropped off that was 1880, I'm sorry, 1880, dropped off in the 1900s and has pretty much been in the like 3 or 4% range of growth in terms of population. Interesting stuff. So now that you've had your geographic demographic lesson for the day, we will move on to something else. Big news. There is big news coming, folks. This is going to be a major game changer for this channel. This channel is going to be rocketing to oblivion, probably. Oh, it's going to be great. That's good hot chocolate there. It's got some, I got put some of that Cinnabon creamer in there, and that hot chocolate there. That's good stuff. Yeah. Now we have just started a new channel here on Rumble. Now, I don't know how many of you have heard about this or not. I don't know what the price is going to be. If they're going to charge $1,000 a month, this isn't going to happen. I don't spend that kind of money on this channel because I just don't see that being a very, very conducive to my retirement or the funding of things I want to fund. So, I could sponsor a lot of children for $1,000 a month. So I'd do a lot more good that way than I would having a silly channel like this. So not that you're silly. I'm just, not that it's bad for you to listen to it. I'm just saying, by the way, I want to go through the demographics real quick. This has been really interesting for me to look at this morning. There have been some serious, I got to re-sign in there again. What's going on with that? There have been some interesting developments in the demographics of this channel, and it's been quite amazing, actually. Number of listeners, and then of course here's the geographic stats. I'd like to go through these with you, just so you know. Of course, the United States is at the top: Germany, Canada, Singapore, Russia, Ireland, United Kingdom, Finland, France, Sweden, Macedonia, Italy, Australia, still no New Zealand, and I'm not sure what that's all about. What's the matter with you people down there? Indonesia, Taiwan. Now, as you know, Taiwan is, we're going to talk about Taiwan today. Taiwan, Nigeria, which I've been there, Netherlands, Costa Rica, and Iran. Venezuela, Vietnam, Peru, Chile, Japan, and a place called Jersey. Is Jersey a country? Where is it? I need to find out. They're at the bottom of the list. There aren't a lot of listeners there, but I do appreciate those listeners that are there. however, konnichiwa to those of you in Japan. Hello to you in Chile. I don't know what you speak. Probably Portuguese. I don't know. I have no idea. Peru, Vietnam, Ting Tao, Venezuela, no Koreans, which is kind of a little bit, I thought by now South Korea would jump in on this thing that's sweeping the nations. I really thought so. I really think so, but I don't see that anywhere here. Japan, South Korea, North Korea, South Korea, nobody either place. I'm really disappointed in my Korean friends. So if you are from Korea and you're listening, contact your friends there from Korea and that are still living in Korea. Or if you're not from Korea, but you have friends in Korea. Or even if you have enemies in Korea, just go ahead and contact them as well. Let them know they need to watch this. That would probably be better. Anybody that you don't like, just contact them and tell them to listen to this channel. That'll show them. So Taiwan is on one of the things on my list today to talk about. Taiwan, by the way, is the trigger is about to be pulled here for Taiwan. Don't know if any of you realize what's happening there or not. This could become very serious very quickly. And unfortunately, the administration right now, with the whole border crisis thing going on down at the southern border, we are being distracted left and right about what is going on. Well, I don't know if it's from the left and the right. I don't know, whatever. Politically left and right. I mean, we are being surrounded on all sides with all kinds of information that has nothing to do with what's really going on that matters in the world right now. Two things. One, of course, COVID is out there. But that's, you know, that's... Does that have to play every time I say that word? One of the things that is quite alarming, actually, right now, is that the way China is more than saber-rabba-them. At least I didn't say there. I just said gibberish. China is preparing to do something with Taiwan. They know right now that the current administration is extremely weak. Our Secretary of State is, well, but the names that come to mind, I don't even want to say. It would just be mean and cruel, rude, but very true. I mean, Neville Chamberlain comes to mind. This is pathetic, and we are... China knows that they are now poised to do that, and there's probably nobody that will... Now, there's no Japan. I'm not sure they're in a position right now to defend Taiwan. They see what's happening with China, and they are very concerned. As well as South Korea. It's also very concerned. A lot of people don't realize that South Korea helped us with the Vietnam War. They brought in an elite force from South Korea, and they went on missions that were they took on some of the toughest tasks in the Vietnam War early on. And in fact, they were some of the last ones left there when things were pulling out. South Korea saw what was happening there, and they took it seriously. They weren't in it to police the country. They were in it to win it. And they were extremely effective. As well as the French originally. Actually, see, the French actually had colonized Vietnam. And the French were the first ones there to try to keep the communist regime from sweeping into power, and of course they were ineffective in doing that. Now, granted, the U.S. could have won that war. We did not have the political will, nor did we have the... Well, we were taking on more than just Vietnam. We were taking on all of the Soviet bloc at that time was also involved in it, as well as China. So that we were... We were in a tough situation. We were fighting a proxy war, is what it was. And it could have escalated very quickly. However, I think we got bamboozled there, as well as some other places that we've been as well. But that's the way that works. So I wonder when Joe Biden, speaking of South Korea, I wonder when Joe Biden's going to take a trip to South Korea and... step over there into the non-military zone, the no man's land, whatever, the demilitarized zone, and have a chat with Rocket Man over there. I wonder when that's going to happen. Because, you know, obviously he's a much better negotiator. He's better at tweeting. Does he even tweet? He probably doesn't even know how to tweet. Doesn't even have. I hope they don't give him a phone, because he'll be making calls to who knows who. So, yeah, he's, he's a real piece of work, guys. We gotta. And this, everybody knows, everybody in the world knows right now that Joe's not in charge. He's not in charge. I'm trying to figure out, okay, so let's say China starts to, how does this play out? I'm just thinking this in my head, and I don't know anything about military strategy or what's going on over there. I know people who know, because I know people, I worked with individuals in the last couple of years that were involved in some of the military intelligence stuff, and of course they can't tell me too much, but they can tell me what's going on, kind of. They know geopolitically what's going on better than some of our politicians do. And one of the things that, interesting things that they were saying was that our military, up until at least last year, was on top of this game. We had intel that was pretty impressive in terms of what's going on in the world, what the world leaders are doing, what the plans are, all the capabilities, the functionality of some of their materials, especially mechanized war machine type thing. Now, right now, I don't know what would happen. Let's say that China decides we're going to take over Taiwan. The battle probably wouldn't last very long. If it's just between China and Taiwan, it's not going to last very long. Taiwan's fairly small. If nobody else gets involved, it would be over very quickly. Now, the slog that would happen after the government takeover would last a long time, because Taiwan has had a taste of independence. It's very hard to get that taste out of your mouth. Somebody comes along to take it away from you. So, we have never, not in any recent time, this country is slowly inching its way into a communist-style, socialist-slash-communist ideology, really Marxist ideology, because we don't know any better. And because there are people growing up today who are now starting to move into the world of government and activism who don't remember what it was like when the Soviet Union had control, Russia had control of the Soviet Union, and it was all this, this is like this guy from Poland who, Pat, if you don't know if you saw this story or not, there was a minister from Poland here in this country, and they were coming in to shut him down because they were having a service on Easter Sunday. And it was more of high church, with more liturgical, it wasn't just a, I call it high church. More liturgical, more organized, more institutionalized, I would say. And they're having this meeting, and the officials came in, made an announcement, had their little speakers out, and they're saying, you're breaking the law, you're breaking the rules, whatever they were saying, breaking the ordinance about meeting and all this stuff, because they were, the COVID thing. They walk in, and this minister goes off on them. He's from Poland. He was there in Poland under Soviet rule. And he recognizes fascism for what it is, not just for what people say about individuals. Well, you're a fascist. You're a fascist. Orange man bad. He's a fascist. He's a racist. No, he knows. He's been there. He knows what fascism is. And he's seeing it right now. And as these people came in, he booted them out. He went off on them. And it was, calling them all the names that they needed to be called. And they ended up leaving. I guess he got away with it. I'm not sure whether they came back with police then later or not. I don't know what happened there. But because they defund the police, how are you going to enforce your rules? But this kind of comes back to the whole COVID thing and what is going on in the world. Now, I can see with my own eyes, Michigan, of course, has some of the toughest lockdown rules and mask mandate rules in the country. They are now having another spike. They are the worst for cases and deaths in the country, in that state. It'd be interesting to compare Wisconsin, because Wisconsin has an almost identical climate, and I think they have an identical, I don't know if they have an identical population, pretty close. I mean, Detroit is a very large town, so they've got a high population there. And that might be what's throwing everything off balance. Indianapolis is a very high population, but not as high as Detroit. Milwaukee and surrounding areas are pretty large, but not as large, I don't think, as Detroit. So that's where we're at there. And I know also Grand Rapids is like the second largest city in Michigan, and it's fairly large as well. But we have this... interesting thing here. Now, a month ago, I read this report yesterday that Texas, of course, a month after it dropped all mask mandates and all the, you know, restrictions, basically said, we are dropping everything. Businesses can do what they want. Counties can do what they want. But they were, the state, you know, issues were going away. Now, I noticed that, I think Indiana, kind of did the same thing, but not quite. Now our county, the county I live in, has decided to keep the mask mandate, which I didn't even know there was one. What does that mean, a mask mandate? Does that mean I have to wear one in my house? I think they've redone this again. They're extending the mask mandate until May 30th, I think, or May 15th. So it's like, okay, that's a month. How do you know what the numbers are going to look like in a month? Now, you know, they all cry science, but science has to do with numbers and statistics. And let's look at the study that is being done on actual numbers, because what they're calling science is still theory. This is where people get into these big arguments, and I almost got into one last night. And it has to do with the whole immunity thing, and the vaccination versus actually having had the virus. Whether or not you're more immune now because you've had the virus, or if you are more immune because you take the vaccination. Personally, I don't think anyone can definitively say that yet. We don't know. All this stuff is too soon to find out. We're now finding out that the AstraZeneca vaccination is responsible for some blood clotting in brains. We're finding this stuff out. Now, of course, it's going to be very, you're given millions and millions of vaccinations, you're going to find all kinds of weird things, you know, at a very small level. Okay, one person gets sick and dies, everybody, oh, it's killing everybody. Well, that's 1 out of 10 million, everybody goes nuts. You know, we had a major attack on our soil here back in 2001. Or some of you might remember that. And we lost about 3,000 people. So we go to war. And we lose another 4,000 or 5,000 people, and killed countless, who knows how many, in the process, to somehow make up for that. You know, I think that it would have made more sense to lose some, you know, if we want to stand and guard something, that's one thing. You'll lose your life standing and guarding something. You know, retaliation, losing more people than you lost when you were attacked. I'm not sure. It's not all about the numbers. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I think sometimes the response just had, it was done because of political whatever. We're going to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. Well, okay. I'm not saying I disagree with any. I don't think we went to Iraq for the right reasons. However, I really struggle with all this, with what's going on with in terms of, you know, politics and the geopolitical map, and how it's played out with the military-industrial complex, and them wanting, they see this as a money-making opportunity. Every war is, oh, we're going to start making more bombs. Here we go. They're going to need 300,000 bombs. It's, you know, build a government for it, get more money. And I'm, you know, and that's not just a Republican thing, guys. Most of the wars we've gotten into have been from Democrats, by the way. So don't think for a minute that they, you know, everybody, they've painted the picture of the GOP as being the racist, rich warmonger. So what do we have here at the top of the Democrat fascism that's happening right now? We have leftists like Jack Dorsey, Zuckerberg. These people are leftists. And they are some of the richest people in the world today, in the country especially, and as well as, you know, the guy from Amazon, another leftist. Most of these big tech organizations are leftist organizations, and they are some of the richest people in the country, and they support leftist agenda. So how do the Republicans all of a sudden get painted with this picture of being the rich people? They're all the rich businessmen. All they're the rich, big businessmen. That's what they are. They're all the capitalists. They're all the greedy capitalists. Well, I'll tell you, corporatism, when you have a technocracy or even a corporatist society where big corporate companies, I mean, I've owned a corporation. Does that make me a big corporate rich guy? No. An LLC is a corporation. It's a limited liability corporation. A lot of sole proprietors will open as an LLC. I did not do that, by the way. It's to the point now where having a corporation of any kind, even an LLC, has some disadvantages. Now, if you're going to have employees, you probably should have an LLC. I've gone away from the whole employee thing. I think I've talked about that in a previous episode. Why I've kept my business small. I've had a business before with 8 employees, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you can avoid hiring people, it's a great thing. It's awesome to have employees and provide jobs. That is a cool thing. It is a really awesome thing. But the government penalizes you for that. They'll say they give you incentives. No, their incentives are they won't charge you as much, or they'll give you some kind of a tax break. But it costs a lot of money to have an employee. Along with, you know, and then you'll have to hope that employee's good. Because that can, you know, cause all kinds of issues. So anyway, I want to get back to this whole thing of the original reason for this show. Because I've only got, you know, half the show's over already. Something's coming, and it's going to be quite interesting, I think. And it's called Rumble. Of course, now Rumble's been around. So don't get confused here now, boys and girls. I'm going to explain what I'm saying here. If you get a chance to sign on to Rumble, I don't think you have to have an account to watch videos on there, but you do have to have an account to subscribe and do that kind of thing. Go to rumble.com, R-U-M-B-L-E, excuse me, and you will soon find, in fact, I'm going to be recording the show video. I think I'm going to be doing a video of the show It won't always be a video. Sometimes it's just going to be the audio. But it will be live. Now, live takes this whole thing to a whole different level. There are only a few channels now that have live broadcasts available. There's like 5 or 6, I think, channels that have the live capability. They're testing the live functionality. But if they can pull that off, this is going to be a game changer for Rumble. And because of their association and affiliation with some other platforms like Gab and Parler, Parler's still having some issues getting really fully up and going. If Gab or Parler, either one, had the ability to do live streaming. Now, I have even looked into this. Long time ago, I almost started a YouTube-like channel. It was very, very topic-specific. It was actually going to be done. My nephew and I was working on a project. Mostly, it was pretty much his project. I was just helping him with it. And we were going live with a show at three times a week. And it was quite a production. And we had we were doing this thing, and we had quite an audience. I mean, people were tuning in. Just they knew when we were going to have the show, and they would tune in to watch the show. And so we looked at the possibility of starting our own YouTube-like platform that other people could participate in putting on shows and posting videos and all kinds of things. And along with that, we needed to have live streaming capability. We couldn't find a workable solution for the use of the whole thing. I mean, it just wasn't going to work. We had we couldn't do live. We could do, you know, we could do the video, record it like it was live. The problem with it was, you know, when you go live, people can watch, they can comment, they can call in live to the show. When you do a recorded broadcast, nobody knows what you're talking about. Like right now, probably right now, nobody knows. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So people don't know what you're talking about, so they can't call in and respond. Like right now, there's probably some people that would, you know, when I hit a topic, they're like, oh, I'd like to call in and be able to put my 2 cents in, or have a comment about that, or yeah, that's, I want to make a comment about that, or have a, you know, whatever. I have a question. And you can't do that. Living in the moment like that is much more conducive to having that kind of interaction with your audience. And that's not going to happen because I'm not live. So Rumble is, I don't know when, but possibly very soon they are going to roll this out. And we're going to see whether or not we have the ability to go live. But it will just be, you know, look for my channel. It's The News According to Me, all one word. That's the channel name. No numbers, just The News According to Me. No spaces. And hopefully, you know, you will find the channel there. And then you can subscribe. And as soon as we are able to go live, I am going to try to do that. As long as they don't, like I said, as long as they don't charge, you know, $1 million to do that for a year, whatever. We'll see how that goes. So, there you go. There's the game changer. That's what's going to happen. We have a few other little notes, I guess, out there right now, things that are happening. I can't remember what they are at the moment, so I'm going to go look over here. I actually have, I might actually have some notes made for this show today. Let's see what I have here. We've got, we got this. Yeah, Communist China is accelerating the timeline for a possible invasion of Taiwan. They see that the iron is, they want to strike while the iron's hot. And right now, there's enough confusion here in the States and nobody's in charge. So they do realize that, you know, okay, how would this play out? Let's talk about this again. I mentioned this earlier. If China right now decided to attack Taiwan. Military, all leaders all get together, and Joe's there in the room, and they're all saying, this is what's happening. How are you going to respond, Mr. President? I don't know. Mahmoud Dogface and Banana Patch. We're going to lead a coalition to provide true international pressure. We're going to... I have hairy legs. I mean, how's this going to go? Is he going to say, well, we need to do this and do that? The military leaders are going to get together, and they're going to talk about how they're going to respond, and then Joe's going to go, okay, well, or he's going to nix it. But they don't move without him saying what to do. And here's the problem with this whole thing. Is there at all, are we obligated to respond in any way? How are we, and what justifies that? Should this be a response from Congress? Because Congress is the only one who has the authority to declare war. The president does not have that authority. He has the authority for clear and present danger to act upon things, but not to declare war. Civil unrest continues in Myanmar. Security forces kill 7 more protesters. They're still fighting this out. This is, if you recall, very similar to what happened here. There was only they actually did it. The military came in and took over the government because they found voting irregularities and decided that the vote was null and void. So they came in and cracked down on everybody. Now there's people protesting that. Communist China begins cracking down on house churches. This you will probably find to be a typical thing in a communist country right before they decide to go to... They start to crack down security issues, and this is one major security issue. House churches have a tendency to be able to spread information from one, you know, group to the next very quickly and efficiently. If they crack down on those, that eliminates or slows down that potential for unrest, let's say, and opposition. That's what they're doing there. Harris has not visited the border. Everybody's making a big deal about Kamala Harris not going to the border in Southern California, and she's dodging questions. But at least she got a new desk. She got this like $100,000 desk now that's been made. It was made out of wood from the Constitution and all kinds of the U.S. Constitution. The boat. Here's the thing. The president came out and said she's going to be heading up the issues on the border. Well, then they came out and clarified what JoJo said about that. And basically what he meant to say was, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. I think what they meant to say was that she was going to be talking to the people who were down, what's this, some kind of triangle now? Some kind of new phrase we're using down there in the Pacific Triangle. What is it called? I don't know. Something else they're calling it now rather than just Southern, South America. There's like 3 countries down there that are part of like Guatemala and Honduras and something else. I don't know. And they're talking about this now that she's supposed to be in touch with them to find out what we can do to keep the people from coming up here. How can we solve the problem down there so they're not leaving? Maybe streetlights, Joe. JoJo was talking about how they provided funding for streetlights. I've heard him say this story many times. So streetlights are the answer to solving all the world's problems with people leaving their countries because of the crime rate. Maybe they just need to defund the police down there. Maybe that would help. Put up streetlights and defund the police. There you go. That'll solve the problem because I'm sure they have a lot of systemic racism down there. Yeah. So now there's a flood I guess there was an evacuation order. That has been lifted now because the flooding issue has been is being contained, being dealt with, so there's not so much of an issue anymore. So the flood evacuation orders have been lifted, at least at this moment. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Communist China accelerating timeline. Yeah, I've already talked about that. Clear link exists between AstraZeneca vaccine and rare blood clots in brain. Clear link. Now, go ahead and keep taking your vaccinations if you want to. I'm not telling you not to. But this is the kind of thing that I just assume not, Mayor of North Las Vegas says goodbye to the elitist and socialist Democrat Party. In other words, he left the Democrat Party. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. I'm not sure. They, he, whatever their personal pronoun is. Yeah, I guess they've had it with them. Michigan governor continues to enforce COVID restrictions as cases rise. We've already talked about that. Suspect in Maryland shooting near Fort Detrick was U.S. Navy hospital corpsman. America's COVID anxiety drops to record low. I don't know what that means. Record low? I think before COVID it was pretty low. So when was our anxiety? When did our anxiety level drop below a record? When did we set a record? Sources may say Matt Gaetz requested a preemptive pardon from former President Donald Trump. Sources say, here we go. This is coming from a company that I really don't. I don't really like the fact that they're using that. I don't know who wrote the article here, but it's this whole sources say thing. I want to know who the sources are. And are there more than one source, or is this all hearsay again? Matt Gaetz requested a preemptive pardon from former President Donald Trump. A preemptive pardon. How does that work? New York's vaccine passport program is on fast track to failure as major security flaws are uncovered. This COVID passport thing, I haven't even really touched on this yet. This is the beginning of the end if they continue to do this. Now, of course, the White House is backed down on this. They're saying, no, we're not looking at that. Now, and the World Health Organization has determined that they are also not going to. At this point, they said, they're not going to push vaccine passports. Now, let me just tell you this. We are not, the World Health Organization has no authority over me. I'll tell you that right now. Nor should they have any authority over me. And if our government caves into that and starts to enact legislation based on what the WHO wants, they have, again, breached the Constitution, the defense of the Constitution. Because the Constitution is there to protect my individual rights, not to protect them or impose upon me some other foreign government's mandate. So, there you go. But what will we see? We'll see people cave to this because of fear. Turkish court sentences dozens to life terms for failed coup in 2016. I don't know if any of you recall that or not. That was like a lifetime ago because that was 5 years ago. Watch Joe Biden lean inches from a person's face to remind them to socially distance. I'm not going to post. I'm not even going to look at that because that's just typical Joe stuff. Probably coughed in their face. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but when he's talking, he has this habit of coughing in his hand. He'll be talking away and he'll cough in his hand as he's reading his teleprompter. Which, of course, is a bad thing to do. And then he goes off and shakes somebody's hand after he does that. Yeah. Good old JoJo. So, well, that's the news, according to me. on this seventh day of April as we continue to move forward as best we can. And I'm excited about the Rumble thing. I would really like to see more interaction with the audience that is developing here. And for those of you in other countries who are tuning in, I do appreciate your listening. I appreciate everybody listening, even those in this country. I appreciate everybody listening that has taken the time to listen to this broadcast. And hopefully, you can call in. You can call in and leave a message, or you can. I might actually answer the phone. You never know. You can also text in, which is fine too. And I can read your text or play your message. If you request that you don't want to have it, just say you don't want me to read it or don't want to play it. If you just have a question or comment or just want to chew me out about something or tell me I'm an idiot, that's fine. 574-742-6748. And call at your own risk. Call or text at your own risk. I will not use your information to do anything with it other than, you know, just, you know, put it up on the billboard. I won't do that. I'll drink some more hot chocolate here. So I'm kind of running out of steam here. I don't know what else to talk about other than it'll be interesting to see what happens with China, Taiwan, that whole thing. And we also have the border situation. Keep your eye on, I know Nancy Pelosi, I guess, has backed down on the Iowa thing with all that stuff. And there's been some other interesting developments. And we'll talk about more details of some things this afternoon in, maybe some of the voting issues in Georgia, some of those kinds of things. Mostly, I think what we'll be talking about this afternoon is the border issue and possibly wade into the vaccination passport issue as well a little bit. So we'll see how that goes. And unless something else major happens or something that sparks my, piques my interest. I don't know. We'll just have to see how that goes. In the meantime, I guess I turned my music on a little too loud there. In the meantime, as the bumper music plays, we will be seeing how we can get this live broadcast thing going. So I think the next show, I'm actually, here's the plan. I'm kind of thinking through this all this in my head right now while I'm speaking, so I'm kind of lost. This is my initial plan. This is how it's going to go. I try to videotape the show as I'm doing the show. So I'm going to be recording it, doing it live, and then I'm going to post it on Rumble and see how that works, and then eventually be able to do it live on Rumble. That's the plan. So the next show is going to be recorded. However, it'll be live after that. So tune in to Rumble. God bless, and have a great day. Take care, everybody.